It's The Record on KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. We're on Twitter at KUOW. We were just talking about being surprised at, among other things, the prices around here. People want a way to affordably live in the city, wherever they want to be. And here comes a new startup company to help, as long as you'll promise to share your home with a stranger. Reporter Monica Nicholsberg wrote about this for GeekWire.com. Monica, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So I want a house. I could use a little money to afford it. And this company will agree to do what? What's the arrangement?
They will help you out with your down payment. They can do about $20,000 per bedroom that you're willing to rent out on Airbnb after you buy your house. So that's in Seattle where they're first launching. So if I want to buy a house and I don't have the money up front, they'll give it to me and I sign a contract with them that agrees to rent out either a bedroom or a mother-in-law for a period between about 12 to 36 months and then share the profits with them. Like they might take back 70% and I get to keep 30% of the money I make from that Airbnb.
The company is called Loftium, which sounds like a pharmaceutical. Is this because prices have gotten lofty or something?
Maybe lofty ambitions of home ownership.
Ah, yeah, now I get it. So we agree that I'm going to get some down payment help and I'll rent my place out or a bedroom in the place and I give most of the money to Loftium. What if nobody wants to rent my new Airbnb? I still have to pay the money back?
You don't. So it's not structured as a loan. That's what makes it kind of different and interesting and made it hard for them to get regulatory approval, or it took time at least for them to explain this new process. But basically they're assuming the risk. You enter into this agreement, which says I'm going to give you a percentage of the profits for this amount of time, and they use their technology to predict how well the Airbnb is going to perform. But if their prediction's off, if it underperforms, you're not on the hook for any amount of money rather than just like a portion of what you've already agreed to offer.
I don't know what this says about me that this is even occurring to me, but why wouldn't someone take Loftium's money for the down payment and then I make my Airbnb so unattractive that no stranger wants to live with me?
I think that they have accounted for that. There are certain standards like, upkeep and maintenance that you need to abide by as part of your contract with them.
Okay.
But it's a good idea. It's kind of an evil genius.
You like where I'm going with that. Thanks. So you wrote that Loftium was sort of flying below the radar because you said regulatory approval is an issue. Is it totally legal by now?
It's totally legal by now, but it did take, we started chatting with them back in March, but they weren't really able to talk publicly about it until now because they've finally gotten approval from the federal government, which, mortgage lending requires a lot more regulatory hurdles to jump through if you're going to do something innovative in that space, because we all saw what happened in 2008.
Yeah. Is this business model at risk from the Seattle proposal to tax Airbnb hosts?
It's a good question. And when I chatted with the co-founders, they said that they weren't totally worried about it. They had some different ideas about the best way to tax Airbnb hosts. And they know that the city is trying to regulate this to ensure that there's still a good supply of housing on the market for long-term residents. But they don't think that it's going to significantly impact their business.
Here's something else that occurs to me about a business like this, Monica. Right now, Airbnb hosts are people who decide on their own to share their personal space. It's still voluntary here, but this arrangement seems to financially entice people who maybe otherwise wouldn't be Airbnb enthusiasts, and maybe they're more likely to not like this very the sharing their personal space. Do you know what I'm getting at?
I totally know what you're getting at. I don't think it's for everybody, and I think if you're going to do it, you have to go through those same considerations that you would if you were to Airbnb your place, regardless of getting any down payment assistance.
Right,
really thinking about, am I comfortable having somebody in my home? But I did speak with one of the first Loftium customers, a gal named Laura, who's super excited about it. She just bought a 2-bedroom house in Capitol Hill with money from Loftium. And what was really important to her was to have whoever stays in the Airbnb to be in a separate unit. So she only looked at homes with like a mother-in-law kind of space, just because she wanted to be able to go about her daily life and not be impacted by having somebody like right in the bedroom next door.
She was shopping for a house and already thinking about Airbnbs? How did she hook up with this brand new startup?
She was friends with somebody on the Loftium team. So that's how she got in early, because like I said, they weren't talking about it publicly.
Yes. Okay. Do you think you would do something like this? This is not an ad for this company, by the way. I don't know if it's wonderful or awful or in between, but I was intrigued by the business model. Is this something you think you could see yourself doing?
It's possible. My boyfriend and I have talked about Airbnb being our place before, and I actually bought the condo that I live in now using a down payment assistance program from the state of Washington. They have these different programs that can help you out if you're a first-time home buyer. So it was totally on my radar. And I think that, yeah, like I said, like you just said, this isn't an ad for Loftium, but I do think that there's a lot of upside to owning versus renting your home because your money is going toward equity and it's a better, you know, financial choice long term than just sort of throwing it out in the ether. So I think that I would consider it.
Finally, is this one of those disruptor companies that might get legally challenged or embroiled in reaction to this business model? We've already seen frustration with Airbnb, and you know, Uber's a disruptor, and that hasn't gone smoothly. What's your take?
Well, I think that this company has made a real effort from the beginning to work with regulators to make sure that what they're doing is legal. And I think the other thing they're really trying to think about is being a model for improving housing affordability, for getting people into their first homes. And it's not really that same scenario where a developer is buying a whole apartment building and turning every unit in it into Airbnbs when they could have been rentals. It's a situation where a long-term Seattle resident is buying a home for them to live in as their primary residence. And then if they rent out a portion of that on Airbnb, it's not like it would be housing stock that would otherwise be converted into long-term housing.
Yeah. I'm interested in this Seattle area home prices meets technology, strangers meet each other. It's intriguing. Thanks for writing about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show.
This is Monica Nicholsberg, writer for GeekWire.com, telling you about this company that helps home buyers with a down payment, and they rent out part of their home on Airbnb and share profits with that company. This is Loftium, and they officially launch in Seattle today. We'll share Monica's story with you right now from GeekWire on Twitter. So join us at KUOW. Thanks again, Monica.
Thank you.